Mourners are remembering Nashville Democrat Douglas Henry, who died Sunday night. In his 44 years as state senator, Henry helped shape many of Tennessee's most important debates. But WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports his approach to one issue stands out, the time he experimented with marijuana in order to make a point about legalization.
Douglas Henry was still early in his Senate career when the subject of legalizing marijuana came up. Henry had no experience with cannabis, so he decided to rectify that the only way he knew how. He bought a joint.
I got some marijuana and puffed it in the hotel room. I sure wouldn't want to be driving a car in that condition, because I'd run into somebody at a wreck.
It was that fear of creating impaired drivers that convinced Henry not to back legalization. Still, he wasn't shy about sharing the anecdote. Henry told the story of his illicit high during a televised debate over legalization that aired in March of 1977. The only detail he wouldn't share, even four decades later, was where he got that joint. All he would say was that it wasn't in Tennessee. Douglas Henry's appreciation for his state ran so deep that he wouldn't knowingly break one of its laws, not even to make a point. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.